Tim Restall.
After today.
Whatever. I'm fried. I am fried. Tim Restall, the president of the Hartford Yard Goats, joining us. And first of all, I just, you know, and again, people, you know, like, the love is real. Like, I mean, I've wanted to be doing stuff like this since I got back to Connecticut. I think that institutionally this organization is so important to the city of Hartford. And I just, it's what a great morning. So thank you for setting it up.
Thanks
to get a 24-year-old kid to get out of bed. Seriously, to get a 24-year-old kid, professional athlete, to get out of bed was a big, that's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You didn't have to
threaten
to release him.
No. And we got our manager to show up. He was actually 10 minutes early, which was great. And our GM and Jeff Dooley was here.
Yeah, Dooley was first one in.
Yeah, we had the lights go on at 5 a.m.
He was, so yeah, was Dooley was a little banged up out of the gate. I got to tell you, he was definitely tired. But that's a long day. I mean, because he's got to go. Will he at least go home to nap or something? Because, like, he's got game time at 7.
Oh, no, he's got a full day. I mean, we're doing a lot of media hits, so there's a lot going on today. So this is game day. This is what you do, you know, and we'll see what tomorrow brings. But today it's everyone's on deck. We're pulling the tarp off the field at 9 o'clock. We put the tarp on last night so we could not stress out about the field overnight.
Well,
everything
looks great. The weather's been – I mean, if you have irrigation, the last 2 weeks have been incredible because it's just been sunny and warm every single day. I mean, this type of thing where, I mean, minor league playoffs, it's like – it's not the same in the sense that we talked about a lot this morning. You're developing players and you don't want to overuse them, and you've lost some guys to call-ups and the like. But you still – when you play a game, you play it to win, so you want to win. It'd be nice to win tonight, extend the season to tomorrow, and then who knows. I'm just curious, and to the extent you can talk about it, like something like – I know, for instance, like with like the minor league hockey, which I think is a little more volatile financially, but like, is this a type of thing that you need to make or break you, or is this just all gravy for the business?
No, it's definitely all gravy. I mean, we often talk about all the things but the baseball, you know, the baby goat race, catching T-shirts in the stands, having Bears barbecue, you know, having a Chivo's lager, all the stuff that goes off the field, because we can control that. We can't control the baseball. But when the baseball starts winning and we're in the playoffs, then it's like you get both avenues. You get both, you know, great assets.
At this level, does winning, you know, we know at the major league level, pro sports, winning means more ticket sales. Is it true here too? Because to me, I'd go no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be probably, you know, over 5,000 people here tonight on a Thursday night in mid-September watching baseball, right? So that doesn't just, you know, we've been very fortunate that we won the first half, so we've had a chance to promote it. And, you know, I watched the game on Tuesday night, and, you know, it was down to the eighth inning. And
they should have, it was a tough play to lose it.
Yeah. Tough play to lose it, yeah. And then, you know, hey, listen, we're, you know, back at it. And we did our watch party on Pratt Street. A couple hundred people showed up, and, you know, we were just like, this is like, you know, sometimes you pinch yourself because, you know, we're just a minor league baseball team.
Right.
That's how I always say. But, like, in Hartford, we've been able to do so much, make so much impact and all that stuff. And so community members, employees, everyone came out. It was a great time. And we're looking forward to seeing everyone tonight.
Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats, joining us here on Brian and Company. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, and, you know, in terms of the community, I get a lot of people, and we talk about Hartford a lot. We see, you know, where is the new apartments? Are they beyond there?
Yeah, right in right field, yeah. Behind those signs.
And so what about the other side? Like, are there plans to sort of get everything else going on both sides of the stadium? Like, do you have any idea of the long term?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously we're always looking at our neighbors and what's happening. And Randy Salvatore from RMS is, you know, in construction across the street on Main Street. And those are, you know, year and a half away. And they're pouring foundations this week. So it's moving along. And, you know, we're, you know, the college right down on Windsor Street, they're going to be doing something with that. So it's exciting to see all these things happen around the ballpark, and because, you know, the thought process is that this is the anchor tenant, and then you'll, you know, build this and the rest will come. And it's coming along, you know.
Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats. What happens? Say you win the title. I'll just say that, you know, so in a week and a half, you're done. And then, like, does everybody go away for a week? Like, I know you always tell me, like, oh, we get started on 2025 the day after the season ends.
Is that my voice?
No,
it's
not your voice, Tim Restall. But, I mean, everybody's got to be fried. I mean, it's crazy here for 4 months.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's definitely it's a grind, you know, and especially this year over last year, we're a little more, I don't want to say, last year we pulled the tarp. So in our business, we have to cover the field because of the rain and cover the infielder. And that is a real physical drain, right? Going out there doing that. We're not like major league teams where they have, you know, squads on standby that right. do it, whatever the case it is. Like, that's what we do, right?
Right.
So this year it was a lot easier with that.
I never would have thought about that.
But, you know, it's, you know, we work-life balance is very important to us, so making sure people have time off and coming in late and such. So we were just talking about the other day that we're not as burnt out as we were last year, which is good. And, you know, we'll shut down. We retreat. We talk about this year, and then we just start, you know, 2025 will be, you know, 180 days away from opening day or something like that.
You put pressure on yourself, and you say this is the greatest, best season we've had. I mean, we got to go, but – like, you got to top it next year.
Tell me about it. It's like your show, right? You do a great show, and it's like, how do you make it better?
Yeah.
But we got some things in the can that are going to be really exciting. We just got to finish 2024 strong.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get some wins. Tim, thanks as always. We had a great morning
Absolutely.
Here. We appreciate it. Live here at Duncan Park.